This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Today, we will look beneath a verse from the book of Proverbs to find nuggets of knowledge that are clustered there like sparkling gems, just waiting to be discovered and claimed for our very own. For the next 4 minutes, let's concentrate not on the shallow, ever-changing ideas of men, but on the ancient, unchanging wisdom of God. Today's passage, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 33. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to know that your life was under a terrible curse? And worse yet, to know that it was under the curse of God. Today, millions of hopeless people around the world are sure of that fact. They live in mortal fear of a hateful, mean, ugly God who is constantly devising evil means against them. Daily, they offer their chants, burn their incense, and perform their rituals. But deep in their heart of hearts, they know it is doing no good. I have talked to people who have lived in constant fear of death and destruction, but who were delivered into the light of the grace of the true and living God. They could now lie down and sleep in peace. They no longer fear the demons who had oppressed them for most of their lifetime. The devil is a hard taskmaster. This passage speaks of actually having the curse of Almighty God upon the house of the wicked. There are a number of places in Scripture where this picture is painted for us. One concerns the children of Israel on their pilgrimage in the wilderness. God had saved them from the hand of him that hated them and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. But then a strange thing happened. They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, tempted God in the desert. They grew weary of the food God had provided, and the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all but this manna before our eyes." In response to their demands, God gave them what they asked for, and he gave them their request, but sent leanness to their souls. What a picture! No doubt they felt they had forced the hand of God, had made him bow to their demands. They had won. They had done battle with God and defeated him. With jutted jaws, heads held high, chests out, and smiles on their lips, they strutted about the camp, little realizing that they were living under the curse of God. Their stomachs became fat, but leanness entered their souls. Their physical appetites were satisfied, but their spirits dried up. If you will not hear, if you will not lay it to heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. There is a New Testament passage that also speaks of the curse of God. The Apostle Paul had gone to Galatia to preach the gospel. Many had responded to the free gift of life in Jesus Christ and had given their lives to him. However, there followed on the heels of this good news some who perverted the truth of Christ by adding a burden of works to the glorious gift of faith. The Apostle Paul knew the horror of living under the curse of the law. He knew that the end of salvation by works was the way of death. So he spoke in no uncertain terms. "I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there are some that trouble you, and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. He knew that the message had come directly from the risen Christ. He said, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. In the old days, the Lord gave his people a choice. He said, see, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil, in that I command you this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land, whither thou goest to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. May God bless you as you fill your life with his word.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us this year on Daily Discipleship. To receive your free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk Devotional Guide magazine, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide plus timely insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and request your free copy of Daily Walk. Join us on Daily Discipleship.